The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
He always sings reggae music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That is syncopated, Katie, that is such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run. When they hear the fellas gone and the western folks all know, he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Well, good morning. This is Joe Nava on Joe Nava's Shooter's Corner every Thursday at 11 a.m. here on KFAR 660 a.m. or 97.5 FM. I'm delighted to be with you this morning. It's a beautiful day out there, a wonderful drive coming in with the sun shining, and it's warm. It's beautiful. I hear the weatherman predicting some rain and snow, but I don't believe stuff like that this time of year. The weather's going to stay nice. Spring is here. This is May, and we will have flowers by the end of May. It's about time for the leaves to come out on the trees. The hillsides should be starting to turn green right about now. It's a beautiful time of year. Get out and enjoy it. It's a lovely spring in interior Alaska. I love living in Fairbanks. Well, we have a lot to talk about today, including the National Rifle Association. They're in the news right now, and I will get to them later in the program, but I want to start by talking about my book. I call it my book. It was a joint effort between myself and my, what do I call her, co-writer, ghostwriter, co-author, whatever. Her name is on the front of the book. And she helped me a lot with this book. I couldn't have done it without her. It took us 2 years to get this book published, but it is published now, and I purchased 1,000 copies, which I am marketing around town. And if you want to get a copy of the book, it's my autobiography. The title says it's my selected autobiography and some of my wisdom on shooting. And the wisdom on shooting is nothing new. I've been teaching it for 56 years, and I just reiterate it in this book so that if you want to improve your shooting, all you have to do is read that part of this book. Or the other part that's in the book is bear safety. I've been teaching bear safety for 50 years, and my students don't get into trouble with bears after they take my class. They know how to handle themselves, and they do. And I've put my bear safety tips in the book as well. So it's an interesting book with a lot of things in it, but the book has a theme. You may think of it as my autobiography, but it really has a theme. And the theme is that you are capable of doing or being whatever you want to do or be. Whatever you want, if you want to climb the highest mountain, if you want to run the longest race, if you want to achieve any goal at all, you can do it. You just have to believe in yourself. You have to set your goals and make a path toward those goals and follow that path. And don't get distracted by any pitfalls that you run into, because you will run into pitfalls. There are pitfalls in life. You keep running into snags. All kinds of snags. It may be that your house burned down. It may be that you were in an automobile wreck. It may be that you were in an airplane that crashed. It could be any number of things that happened. You have to get over that, move past it, and keep moving on toward the goal. And if you do that, you will succeed. I want you to have confidence in yourself. If you want to buy one of my books, it's $20, and the money goes to the Shooting Scholarship Fund at the University of Alaska for the rifle shooters. It's been very successful so far this month of April. I have already delivered over $3,000 to that scholarship fund from book sales this month. The book was actually published on the second day of April this year. And we have nearly half of the first 1,000 books sold already. So if you want to buy a book, how do you change your $20 bill into a book or your check made out to Joe Nava? Well, you could call me at home. And anytime I am at home, I would be happy to have you come by and buy a book. And I will sign it to you if you want me to, or I'll sign it to anybody at all. It would make a good gift. Give one to your mother for Mother's Day. That's coming up on the 12th of May. Give one for Christmas if you want to. But if you want to buy a book without coming to my house, go to Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters over in the Govora Mall has been a sponsor of this program for over 14 years. They've been very dedicated, very supportive of this program. Nice local people over there, and they have some of these books for sale for $20. And I even went over there and signed the books that they have for sale, so at least it will have my signature in it. And if you buy one and want me to endorse it to you, I will do that. If you bring it to me, I will sign it to so-and-so, whatever you'd like me to write in it, to your mother, your father, or your best friend, or to you. You can do that at Frontier Outfitters now. But also, I'm going to have book signings around town all summer long. Right now, I have two arranged at the end of this month. This is May. At the end of this month, that will be the last weekend of the month, on a Friday and Saturday, I will be at Frontier Outfitters. All day long, both days, Friday and Saturday, I will be there selling and signing books and signing them to you and taking your $20 per book. I will do that at Frontier Outfitters the last weekend of this month. That's their annual tent sale, where they put up tents and they stock the tents with stuff for sale, and it's like a big store garage sale. Everything's on sale. You get a good deal on everything you buy. Well, I will be there to sell the book to you if you would like and sign it. Also in June, the 7th of June, I will be at Auto Trim Design. They are another sponsor of this program. They haven't been with us as long as Frontier Outfitters, but they are a firm sponsor of this program. Well, I'll be at Frontier Outfitters during the annual Customer Appreciation Day at Auto Trim Design. And that's when they cook brats. Brats, those are great big frankfurters of all kinds, and they serve them to the public free of charge. Just come by and talk with them and have a brat. I will be there from 11 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. I will be there those 3 hours, and I will be selling my book, signing my book to you, and we will work together on that, Auto Trim Design and Joe Nava. Those two signing parties are already booked, already on the calendar, and I am making more all the time. And as I do, I will let you know what they are so that you can know where to get a book. But right now, if you want a book, you have to go either to Frontier Outfitters or contact me. Or my co-author, Laura Berkowitz, has some of the books also. And if you run into her in one of her many firearms classes or anywhere at all, she can sell you a book as well. She's a great sales person. Anyway, that's my book, and I wanted you to know about that. And remember, I did not write this book to earn money. I did not do that. It has cost me money. It has cost Laura money to get this book published. We did this book for the purpose of raising money for the scholarship fund for the University of Alaska Rifle Team members, and that's what we're doing. So when you pay $20 for one of my books, and the name of the book is Not Your Average Joe, when you pay $20 for one of those books, you are donating to the University of Alaska Rifle Team Scholarship Fund, and the rifle team members thank you, and the rifle coach, Lane Lewis, thanks you also. So what else can I say? I'm happy that the book is out. I'm happy that it's selling well, and I will continue to sell it hard all summer long, and I'm not sure where it will be available after that. I'm talking with several places in town, bookstores and others, to see if I can get an outlet for it permanently. But right now, Frontier Outfitters, or call me. My number is 479-2340. If you want to contact me, call me, and I'm also going to try and arrange a signing party at the Tenino Valley Sportsmen's Association in August, when we shoot the Senior Games rifle and the Senior Games pistol matches there. I plan to be there. I don't have it firmed up yet, but it's my plan to be there selling and signing books during that event at the Tenino Valley Sportsmen's Association. Also, I hope to have an event at the Fairbanks Trap Club, but we can talk about that later. Right now, the music is coming up telling me it's time to go to my first commercial break. I will be back to talk with you about the NRA and my new Korth pistol and other things in just a few moments. The phone number is 458-8255.
Keep it here for more Shooter's Corner after this.
When you know the person who works on your car or truck, that's worth something. It gives a level of confidence that's hard to come by. That's Rogers Auto Repair. Family-owned and operated, Rogers is your complete automotive repair shop. Tune-ups, winterizing, even engine and transmission rebuilds are all done right in their shop on Dale Road near the airport. So call the folks with experience and a sound reputation. Call Rogers Auto Repair. You'll be their next satisfied customer. Call 479-6665. Rogers Auto Repair.
Spring is springing, and that means it's topper time. Get your truck ready for your crazy Alaskan adventures with a new Lear or ARE topper from Auto Trim Design. You can get cab high, high rise, mid rise, commercial, aluminum, or fiberglass. Want a tonneau cover? We have fiberglass, fabric, and aluminum. We have them in roll up or fold up in threefold or fourfold. Just don't delay and see us today at Auto Trim Design, 2550 South Cushman.
We will be here when the other guys are gone.
Gear up for spring and summer now at Frontier Outfitters Anniversary Sale. Save store-wide. Camping, fishing, hiking, and more. Check in daily for the deals of the day. Enter to win their free drawing every day. You could win one of five guns, such as a Ruger American 30-06, a Winchester 300 Short Mag, or a Savage Axis 2 Stainless 308 Win Mag, and others. Get the details at Frontier Outfitters Anniversary Sale going on now through May 18th. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
This weather report is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. Stop into Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra Boat, RV, and lawn and garden batteries. See website for offer details and limitations.
Well, this is Joe Nava with Joe Nava's Shooter's Corner. And we talked about my new book, Not Your Average Joe. It is for sale. And I hope you buy it and read it. And I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you will tell me what you thought of it when you finish reading it. I do want to talk about the Korth revolver. I bought a Korth revolver, K-O-R-T-H, and it's made in Germany. And I read the literature that said the Korth is the finest revolver made in the world today. And so I decided to get one and judge for myself if it is as good as the Colt Python, which I have always thought of as the finest revolver in the world, but it's not being manufactured today. Colt no longer makes the Python. If you want a Colt Python revolver, you have to buy it secondhand. And if you do buy it secondhand, it's going to cost you somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 for one in good condition. Well, the Korth revolver, of course, is new, brand new, but it sells for a similar amount. The one I bought was the middle grade. They make three grades of Korth revolvers. The small one is a 9mm with a 2-inch barrel, and it sells for about $2,500. I wasn't interested in a 2-inch barrel. I wanted a 4-inch barrel. So I bought the next model up, which is called the Mongoose. It has a 4-inch barrel. And I bought it for $3,840. Now, that's an awful lot of money for a revolver, but not for the finest revolver made in the world today, and that's the way it's advertised. They also make a competition model with a 6-inch barrel, and it sells for around $5,000. So it's in the same price range as the Colt Python. And I bought one, and I've been handling it for a long time. I've been dry firing it. I've been examining it closely. It is a very fine revolver. I have to say, it is first class in every aspect. It has a beautiful finish. It's a black finish. It's blued steel, I'm sure, but the finish is black, and it's very shiny, a shiny black. It's not a matte black. It's a shiny black. And the one I got is a 6-shot 357 Magnum revolver, which, of course, will also shoot 38 special ammunition. And this gun has an interchangeable cylinder. So if I want to, I can just push a button and take the cylinder off and put on a 9mm cylinder so I can shoot 9mm ammunition out of the same gun. But that's not something I want to do. I don't want to shoot 9mm ammunition, so I did not buy the extra cylinder. I bought my gun with only the one 357 Magnum 38 Special cylinder. And I looked the gun over carefully, and it's quite different in several aspects, and most of which I like. I did mention the hammer spur, and it's very sharply serrated. So when you put your thumb on it and go to cock the hammer, there's no chance of your thumb slipping off of that hammer spur. It's right there with points that kind of stick into your thumb, not so it would hurt, but you will notice it. And I guess that's a good feature, because if you want to cock the gun in a hurry, you don't want your thumb slipping off the hammer spur. So I can't figure that as a negative. That's not a negative or a plus. It's just another feature. But another feature that's new for the Korth, I've never seen it on a revolver before, is the cylinder release latch. If you want to open the cylinder, you have to push the cylinder release latch. And it's in the same place as most other cylinder release latches, on the left side, on the side plate. And most cylinder release latches will push either forward, like on a Smith & Wesson, or backward, like on a Colt, or straight into the frame, like on a Ruger. Well, this one is different. This cylinder release latch is in the same place, but it's pointed at a 45-degree angle up from level, so that when your thumb goes up to reach that cylinder release latch, all you have to do is continue your thumb in that same direction, and it goes right on up, moves the cylinder release latch, and releases the cylinder. It's much easier, much more ergonomic, if you will, to just push that thumb in that direction rather than having to stop and push your thumb to the side in order to push the cylinder release latch in the direction that the bullet is going to go when you fire the gun. And so I find that to be a unique change, an invention, if you will, and I think it's a very good idea. I've been using it a lot, and I like it a lot. Takes just a little bit of getting used to when it's new to you, but it's very good. I really like it. The Korth has a stainless steel muzzle, and I think this is to protect the muzzle. The complete muzzle of the gun at the very end of the barrel is stainless steel. It's a stainless steel cap that's been put on there, and I believe it is to protect the rifling, because if you make any slight damage to the rifling of the gun as it leaves the barrel at the muzzle, it can affect your accuracy. And so I like that idea of the stainless steel cap on the muzzle to protect the muzzle. And of course, when you clean a revolver, you should always clean the barrel from the breech, that is the rear, to the muzzle, which is the front. You should not be putting a dirty brush or mop or anything into the muzzle of your gun. It should be coming out that way, so it couldn't do any damage to the gun. So I like that. And the front sight has a round silver metal piece on the front sight, which helps you to center it in the rear sight. So it's a good set of sights. The rear sight is adjustable, both up and down and for windage. And it's a very good rear sight with a nice big wide opening in the rear sight. So it's easy to put the front sight in the middle of that big wide opening. And that round metal, silver metal dot makes it easier to find, locate, and put in. The Korth has a good set of grips. They are rubber, and they do have finger slots, and they fit me very well. I like them. I like the grips. And as far as the looks of the gun is concerned, I think it's a very pretty gun. It's a very nice-looking revolver. And one of the reasons is that Korth has not put a bunch of writing on it. They put a small logo on the left side of the side plate, and it says Korth. That's all it says. And then if you open the cylinder and you look on the crane is that part of metal that holds the cylinder as it swings out and in. But if you look in on the crane, you will see it is written Korth, Germany, is stamped on the crane. And then the other thing I was looking for was the caliber. I knew I bought a .357 gun, but I searched the whole gun and I couldn't find the caliber on the gun. Well, normally the caliber is marked somewhere on the outside of the gun so that you'll know what kind of ammunition to use in that gun. So I searched and didn't find it. Finally, a friend of mine was looking the gun over and she found it. It's in a strange place. When you close the cylinder, the ejector rod goes into a little groove in the underlug below the barrel. Well, if the cylinder is open and you look in that groove, you can see stamped in the bottom of that groove, 357 Magnum. When the cylinder is closed, you can't see it. It doesn't show. And I think that's a good touch. It doesn't mar up the beauty of the gun with a bunch of writing. Unfortunately, these guns are imported by Nighthawk Custom in Arkansas. And so Nighthawk Custom has their name and address stamped on the gun, and they have their own logo stamped on the right side of the gun on the side plate. And I could understand the logo, but I don't understand this company who imports the gun wanting their name and address stamped onto the gun. They didn't make the gun. All they did was import it to sell in this country. But they're an outfit in Arkansas, and I applaud them for bringing those guns into this country and selling them here. And I have no judgment on Nighthawk Custom at all. I have never been a customer of theirs before, and I don't know much of anything about their product except that this gun is a very fine gun, and I'm glad they are importing it. Korth has been made since the 1950s, the early 1950s. They've been in business, and that wasn't too long after the war, probably as soon as they could begin making firearms again. They did in the early 50s, and they've been selling them all over Europe, mostly in 9mm. Europeans seem to like the 9mm. But I have now shot the Korth. I shot the Korth and the Python both on Monday this week, and I had a friend come over and shoot them with me, and we fired them quite a bit. We fired both. We were comparing both. And there are differences between the two, but they are both very fine guns. It's hard to find anything wrong with either of these guns. They are extremely good, both of them. And so my bottom line after all of this, after shooting it, it's very accurate, a very accurate gun, and just as accurate as the Python, I believe. And I think it's a very fine gun. I think the Korth is the best revolver made in the world today, at least of any that I have ever handled. I've never handled a better one than the Korth. The Python, of course, is not made today, and I like it just as much as the Korth. There are some differences that I'll talk about after the break between the Korth and the Python, but don't hesitate to pay the price for a Korth. You will be getting your money's worth when you buy a Korth. I have to go to a break now. I'll be back after the half-hour break, and if you want to call in with a comment or a question, it's 458-8255. 458-TALK.
This is Fairbanks Talk Radio Station. We are KFAR Radio, the heartbeat of Alaska.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to Congress a day after his testimony about the Mueller report before a Senate committee and shortly after he refused to appear before a House committee.
Democrats claim Barr misled lawmakers when he didn't mention concerns from the special counsel during testimony before he released the public report.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The Trump administration continuing its support of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has called for the military to oust disputed President Nicolas Maduro. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
Maduro's a fighter. There's no question about that. But the people of Venezuela are hurting.
Maduro saying his military must be prepared to combat traitors. The Mississippi River hitting levels not seen in more than 25 years. Floodwaters are threatening levees and forcing bridge closures. This is Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
An Alaska nonprofit education group is suing the governor and the state education commissioner for not providing $20 million to public K-12 schools that lawmakers agreed to last year. The Anchorage Daily News reports Coalition for Education Equity filed the lawsuit Wednesday in Anchorage Superior Court. The group claims the executive branch violated the Alaska Constitution by withholding the one-time payout of $20 million that the Alaska legislature appropriated for public schools. A search is underway on Anchorage trails for a missing Palmer man. The Anchorage Daily News reports volunteers searched Wednesday for 47-year-old Neil Guggenmos near the Eagle River Nature Center. Anchorage Police Department Sergeant Cameron Hokinson says Guggenmos told his wife he planned to see a movie Tuesday night, but he did not return home. On Wednesday, she found his car at the Nature Center, where he likes to hike. The oldest original lighthouse in Alaska is in dire need of repairs.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hi, Steve with Auto Trim Design here. We've been installing auto starts and heated seats for interior Alaskans for over 30 years now. We test each model of auto start we sell to ensure our customers will enjoy the best performing auto starts available. Now, others may talk the talk about service and warranty after the sale, but Auto Trim Design has been walking the walk since way before many of these kids were born. So see us today for your auto start, heated seats, Arctic spray on bed liner, moose lights, signs and graphics, and more at Auto Trim Design.
We will be here when the other guys are gone.
Get out and play in your new Jayco travel trailer from Arctic RV. Head out on the road. See more of Alaska as you stay there and play there longer. Choose from Arctic RV's huge selection. Discover surprising affordability and towability in your new Jayco. Quality, comfort, plus amenities and floor plans that fit your lifestyle. Even if you drive an SUV, there's a Jayco travel trailer just for you. See their gently used motorhomes as well. Rough it in style at Arctic RV, 30th and Pegger.
Sound. It's all around us, whether the laughter of children, the warning horn of a passing car, or the rhythm of your favorite song. Sound brings our world to life. And when you can't hear these sounds clearly, the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center wants to remind you that their certified doctors of audiology are here to help. And whether it's a medical condition that requires treatment or a simple fitting of a hearing device, their trained, certified, and licensed staff will help you hear more. Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center. Hear what you've been missing. For more, visit fairbankshearing.com.
K
KFAR, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, the heartbeat of Alaska.
Well, we're back. That's my theme music, and it's Joe Nava back with the last half of Shooter's Corner today. This is the early May. Today's the second day of May. Don't forget, Mother's Day is the 12th of May. You can always buy your mother a gun or give her a firearms class. Go to aimcom.org, aimcom.org, and you'll find lots of firearms classes being taught there. Sign your mother up for one. She will probably enjoy it very much. As far as the, to finish up the Korth and the Python comparison, my Python is an old Python I've had for a long time, and it's been modified quite a bit over the years. I actually bought it from my son secondhand, but the finish is armalloy. It was originally a blued gun, but armalloy is a finish that looks like stainless steel, but it's a little more flat than stainless steel. It looks like a dull stainless steel, but it's a very durable finish, and you can send your gun, any gun, to the armalloy company, and they will refinish it with an armalloy finish, both inside and out. And it not only makes the gun look nice, but it polishes up and smooths up all the parts on the inside so that the gun functions much more smoothly after it's been armalloyed. I've had it done to more than one revolver myself, and it's a very good operation. So mine has been armalloyed, and it has aftermarket grips on it, a large set of rubber grips, and it has a hammer that's very easy to cock, and that's important, particularly if you want to shoot rapid fire with your revolver, and if you want to cock it each time you shoot, you need a hammer that's easy to cock. And it's very accurate, but this Python that I have has a very fine trigger. The trigger has been worked on by a gunsmith, and it's been brought down to a very light trigger so that when I fire that gun, it goes off very quick, very soon. It only takes a little bit of pressure on the trigger to set it off. The Korth, on the other hand, has a very fine trigger. It's a very good trigger. It's very sharp, very crisp. And after the gun goes off, the trigger doesn't move a bit. There's no over travel. But it's what I would say heavy. That is heavier than the Python. That's the way it comes from the factory. And it comes with tools. There are tools in the box with the Korth. And there are instructions in the manual for how to adjust the trigger. And I'm not going to adjust the trigger on the Korth. I'm not a gunsmith. I would probably screw it up. But there is a way to adjust the weight of the trigger. But the manual suggests that you have it done by a gunsmith, or at least have a gunsmith supervise you while you do it. But my point is that the trigger on the Korth is slightly heavier than my Python, but it is adjustable. And so I don't take that as a minus. What happens is if you have a revolver like the Korth with a relatively heavy trigger and you only shoot that revolver for a while, your finger adjusts to the pull on the revolver and you become very good with it and very comfortable with it and you understand that trigger weight and you shoot it very well. If you go to something like the Python with a very light trigger then, you may accidentally set the gun off before you have the right sight picture because the trigger is so light. But the trigger on the Python is, for me, better than the Korth. But that's not a downgrade of the Korth because the trigger is adjustable. I can't think of much else for the two. They both feel good. The Korth is slightly heavier than the Python, just a few ounces, but it does make a difference. And when the gun goes off, the heavier gun will soak up more of the recoil. and you will feel less recoil from the Korth than you will from the Python with the same ammunition. I like that. The recoil is not bad at all with the Korth. It's a very fine gun to shoot, a very fun gun to shoot. I like it very much. I'm going to keep it for many, many years. And as a matter of fact, I already have arranged to have a table at the October gun show at the Paddy Building. And I have decided I will take the Korth there and have it on my table, not for sale, but if someone wants to look at it, handle it, fondle it, they can in October at the Paddy Building. Okay, I think that's enough about the Korth and the Python, unless anyone has any questions they want to call and ask about it. I should talk a little bit about the National Rifle Association, because they are in the news lately, and it sounds like the whole leadership of the NRA is falling apart, and you can't believe what you read in the news. But I have to tell you that Wayne LaPierre is the executive vice president of the NRA, and he has been in that position, or been with the NRA, for 40 years. That's a long time. And from my point of view, right off the bat, 40 years is too long for any one person to be in charge of any organization. It's just too long. Times change, things change, the organization changes, and you just can't keep up with it. And so my feeling is that Wayne LaPierre has done a wonderful job. I was on the NRA Board of Directors when we hired Wayne LaPierre as the executive director. And then we set his salary each year at the annual meeting. We set the salaries for all of the paid officers of the NRA. And Wayne has done a very, very good job leading the NRA. But now he's been there an awful long time, and there are some challenges against him. They just put Oliver North in as the president of the NRA. That's a volunteer position, no salary. And he spent 1 year at it, and he just announced that he's not going to run for president for a second year. He's out of there. And he maintained that Wayne LaPierre should be removed and replaced. And if that happened, he would probably stay. But it seems like people are critical of the way Wayne LaPierre has run the organization in the last few years, particularly the finances of the organization. They claim he has wasted a lot of money, and he's contracted with an outfit called Ackerman and McQueen to do a lot of the public relations work for the NRA. I mean, this is a contract worth millions of dollars a year for Ackerman and McQueen, or ACMAC, as they call it. And he's been criticized for that. So they just had a board meeting. And as I understand it, the board decided to keep Wayne LaPierre and to let Oliver North go. And I'm not sure how that's going to play out. But I admire Wayne LaPierre tremendously. I've worked closely with him on a lot of junior programs and safety programs. And he is a good person. He's done a good job for the NRA. But I think he's been there too long. And I hope before very long he will bow out gracefully and let someone else take over. And I admire Oliver North tremendously as well. And I wish he wasn't bowing out, but he is. But when you hear something, read something in the news, or hear something in the news about the NRA, don't believe everything you hear in the news. Try to find an NRA Board of Directors member like Wayne Ross in Anchorage and call him up and ask him about it. He will know as much about it as anybody. There are 76 members of the Board of Directors, and they together make the decisions, like, should we rehire Wayne LaPierre for another year, or should we let him go, and should we hire somebody else to replace him? And that's the same decision they have for the Director of General Operations or the Director of the Institute for Legislative Action. All those key paid positions are supervised by the board of directors, and they are reviewed annually, and their salaries are reviewed annually. Well, that's enough about the NRA, and there aren't any phone calls, so I guess the phones aren't working today. We've been through almost three quarters of the program today without a phone call, and I hope everybody is doing fine out there. All my friends down around Clear Sky Lodge, the Clear Sky Sportsman's Club, all of those. Let's see if the phones are working. Good morning. You're on Shooter's Corner.
Yeah, Joe, this is Lee.
Yes, Lee.
Do you know what Wayne gets a year for his compensation package?
Well, today I don't, but I remember setting it when I was on the board of directors, and my impression at that time was that it was a very high salary, and of course it's a lot more today, but being head of an organization of over 5 million people, he gets a very large salary. I'm sorry, I don't know what it is.
Any chance you could research that and bring it back to us?
Yeah, there is a chance I could do that.
I'd sure appreciate it. I heard a number on the radio the other day that I didn't want to believe.
I can research it and find out.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Good day now.
Let's see. Wayne LaPierre's salary. Okay, I can find that. It's there's nothing secret about it. I can find it. Wow, it's quarter of the hour. We have one more segment to go. I have to take a break here now, but I will be back with you right after this break. Hang in there, and thanks for the phone calls.
Joe Nava will be right back with more Shooter's Corner.
Except for us Alaskans, there's gardens to grow, fish to catch, building projects, adventures, and preparing for next winter. Auto Trim Design can help you with Arctic Spray-On bed liners to protect your bed, mud flaps, floor mats, car stereo, running boards, clear toppers, paint protection film, and much more. Get your auto start installed today to beat the fall rush, and watch our sign for weekly specials. Auto Trim Design, as Bob says,
we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Gear up for spring and summer now at Frontier Outfitters Anniversary Sale. Save store-wide. Camping, fishing, hiking, and more. Go in daily to check for the deals of the day. Enter to win their free drawing every day. You could win one of five guns, such as a Ruger Takedown 22 Long Rifle, a Winchester Super X Camp Field Combo 12-gauge, and others. Visit the store for all the details. Save now at Frontier Outfitters Anniversary Sale going on through May 18th. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
When you know the person who works on your car or truck, that's worth something. It gives a level of confidence that's hard to come by. That's Rogers Auto Repair. Family-owned and operated, Rogers is your complete automotive repair shop. Tune-ups, winterizing, even engine and transmission rebuilds are all done right in their shop on Dale Road near the airport. So call the folks with experience and a sound reputation. Call Rogers Auto Repair. You'll be their next satisfied customer. Call 479-6665. Rogers Auto Repair.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana, and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
And forecast for this Thursday afternoon. Sunshine now, highs in the upper 50s. However, clouds moving in, chance of rain turning to rain and snow overnight into tomorrow. Looks like a system's going to be with us till Saturday morning with a chance for a couple inches of snow, so drive carefully. But it looks like it should start clearing up Saturday night and Sunday, and we could see 60 again by next week. That's your weather. Have a great Thursday.
Local news, national news. We are KFAR Radio, the heartbeat of Alaska.
The reason that they are being as mean and nasty is only one purpose, in order to get their voters out and retain their dirty, filthy power.
Local news, national news.
These politicians are such hypocrites. It's outrageous.
KFAR, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
Well, that break is over, and I'm back for the last segment of Shooter's Corner today. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the phone calls. If you people were not out there listening, there wouldn't be a Shooter's Corner program. I enjoy being with you every Thursday. If you want to shoot a shotgun, the Fairbanks Trap Club is open. They're shooting shotgun, as I understand it, today, this month. It's Sunday from noon to about 6. And also, they're going to do the same thing on Saturday. They're going to have afternoon shooting on Saturday as well this month. And on Wednesday, they shoot in the evening. That's from 6 to 9. And starting this month, they're going to do the same thing on Thursday. So you have an opportunity Sunday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, Wednesday evening, or Thursday evening. I usually go out there on Wednesday or Thursday or sometimes both during the summer to shoot trap. It's a nice organization, a bunch of nice people, and a fun place to go and shoot. That's the Fairbanks Trap Club out on the Old Stees. We're still shooting Pistol League at the Fish and Game Range on College Road. I'm shooting in the Friday Night League, and we've got four of the six matches finished. We'll be shooting another 2 weeks, and then we'll have a potluck and an awards ceremony. That's a fun thing to do. They have these leagues twice a year. It's a bullseye league, so you shoot a pistol one-handed at a round bullseye 50 feet away, and you shoot slow fire, time fire, and rapid fire. And it's a lot of fun and a lot of really nice people who just enjoy shooting. So there's another place where you can go to the AIMCOM website and find out all about information shooting in the leagues. Understand the Fish and Game Range is going to be closed sometime this summer, probably part of August and September. They're doing some renovations, but I'll keep you advised of that. It's not an awful busy place in the summertime, but it's a wonderful place to shoot in the wintertime. I drove my truck to town today. I have a truck. It's a 1975 Chevrolet pickup truck. It's an old blue truck. It looks kind of dumpy. It's been in a lot of scrapes and bumps over the years. It's a really good four-wheel drive truck, very dependable. And I just got it out of the snowbank this week and got it re-registered, insured, and started up. And so now I'll be driving it in the summertime instead of my Toyota 4Runner. But if you see that old blue truck, I do have NRA seals on the side. It is an old truck, old. It's got a lot of miles on it, must be about 125,000 miles on it, original miles. But it's a good old truck. I enjoy driving it around town. But if you see that old blue 75 Chevrolet pickup truck, that's me. Give me a wave, say hello, and be careful when you're driving by me and my old blue truck, because if your vehicle and my old blue truck collided, your vehicle would be in difficulty. It's a big, old, tough truck. And I have license plates on it from the university. That's UAF469. Those are my license plates. I really enjoy that old truck. Well, that's about all I had to talk about today, and we didn't get very many phone calls, but I was going to talk more about hunting on Kodiak Island, because that's something that anybody can do. If you want to go online and look up the 10 bears or look up hunting charters on Kodiak Island, you'll find quite a few. But the 10 Bears is the boat that we chartered. And I do recommend that's the way you should go to hunt deer on Kodiak Island. And deer are usually very plentiful there. Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on Shooter's Corner.
Yes, I was wondering if the accuracy of a .38 being shot in a .357 would be bad accuracy because of the size of the bullet.
The answer to your question is no, it would not be bad accuracy because the bullet is the same size.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. And I got all kinds of different results for the Wayne LaPierre, but it looks like it hovers around a million a year.
It could be. I'll look it up and we'll see, but you could be right. Thanks for checking on that.
You betcha.
I appreciate that. Yeah, both the .38 Special and the .357 have a bullet that's 357 thousandths of an inch. The .38 was named wrong when it was invented. It should have been named .357, but it wasn't. But the diameter of the bullet is the same, and so that does not affect the accuracy. It would be the same. What will affect the accuracy is the power behind the bullet. The faster you drive the bullet, the harder it is to make it be accurate. So if I'm going to shoot that 357 for accuracy at 50 feet, I'm going to shoot 38 specials out of it, and I'll expect less recoil, and I'll expect that bullet to be a little more accurate at 50 feet than the 357. 357 has the power. The 38 special has the accuracy. But if you're using your revolver defensively against people, the 38 special is the one to use. The 357 is for large animals like bears, or if you have to put a horse down or something larger than a human. You really don't need a 357 to stop a soft target like a human. But I find the Korth to be very accurate. We have only fired it so far with 38 specials, but I will be firing it with 357s, and it is very accurate. It shoots a very, very nice group. As far as hunting on Kodiak is concerned, it's good meat. Those deer on Kodiak Island are excellent. It's venison. It's really good tasting meat, fine grained. It's not tough. It's very good. And if you go at the right time of year, you may be able to take as many as 4 deer per person. And if you want to get a group of 6 people, most of those boats, like the 10 Bears, will handle 6 people. And it is expensive, but it's everything included. And they will help you even to pack up your meat in boxes. They'll provide the boxes ready for shipment to home. And if you want to hunt something else while you're down there, they do have drawings for brown bear on Kodiak Island. And if you get drawn for a brown bear, then you have a permit for that year, and you can go down there and hunt brown bear and deer at the same time. And be careful, if you're going to go down there to hunt for brown bear or even for deer, be sure you're always with somebody, because a lot of people try to call a deer, and deer are easy to call. All you have to do is make a noise like a young deer in distress, and all the adult deer will come running to see what's wrong. But if you make a noise like a young deer in distress, a bear will come running too, because he thinks, oh, there's a possible meal for me. I'll go over there and see what's going on. Maybe I can eat that young deer. And so you may be sitting in the bushes calling for deer, and here comes a big brown bear running toward you. So you should have somebody else with you, both looking in opposite directions to spot that bear and stop it before it gets to you. I hunted down there one time with a group of 6 family members, and my daughter-in-law had a brown bear permit. And we all took plenty of deer, but we didn't take a brown bear. We did spot one day, a nice big brown bear up on a hillside, and we went ashore from the boat and we stalked that bear. It took a long time to get up the hill and get around to it where we could get a good look at it. But unfortunately, when we got up the hill and got close enough to get a good look at this brown bear, we saw that it was a female and she had a cub with her. Well, you're not allowed to shoot a sow with a cub. It's got to be a single adult that you shoot. And you can't always tell whether it's a male or a female, but it's got to be alone, no cub. If it's got a cub, you can't shoot it. So after all that hiking and stalking, we didn't shoot it at that time. Kathy did shoot a deer on that trip. It was probably maybe more than one, but I recall one particularly that she shot one morning. But we didn't get a brown bear at that time. But you can hunt brown bear at the same time as deer on Kodiak Island if you want to. And, of course, the brown bear hunting is pretty exciting, because you're dealing with a large animal that is not afraid of you. And as a matter of fact, on Kodiak Island, if you shoot a deer, a brown bear may well hear that shot and know that there will be a dead deer, and he may come running to see if he can take charge of the gut pile at least or maybe even take that deer away from you. So watch out for the bears on Kodiak Island if you go down there deer hunting. But it's a fun thing to do. It's a really good way to go on a family hunt or a group of friends. Well, I hear the music coming up, which means I haven't spent much time on gun safety today, but that's the most important thing that I talk about is gun safety. And I stress rule number one, which is always keep your gun pointed in a safe direction. A safe direction is away from any person. And if you do that, you will never hurt anybody with your gun. Thank you for listening. I'll be back here with you next Thursday for sure. Have a great day.
Said it sings a hurt to sleep in a bass voice so rich and deep. He's crooning so low,
he always sings.